Okay, here we are, all of you online. We're here in Iskon Nisoso. The latest Iskon temple. Where I'm the temple president, so anyway. We can do whatever we want. Anyway, so a lot of people are watching. So for those of you who are watching, we're in Nisoso, Fiji, with a bunch of nice devotees.
Yeah.
Jaya Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paramahacharya Olsa Teta Satoshi Shimad His Divine Grace Abhaya Chalana Bhaktivedanta Goswami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya Pantakoti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jaya Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jaya Prem Se Kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shitwaita Gadadha Shri Vasudhi Gaur Bhaktavrin Gajaya Shri Shri Radhakrishna Gopi Gopana Sayam Kunda Radhakunda Giri Govardhan Gajaya Vrindavanam Gajaya Maturidam Gajaya Jagadatha Sami Gajaya Yamanamai Gajaya Shrimati Lasa Devi Gajaya Samveda Bhaktavrin Gajaya Gaur Pripadanda Hari Hari All glorious the assembled devotees, all glorious the assembled devotees, all glorious the assembled devotees. All glorious to Shri Guru and Gauranga, Srila Prabhupada, Ki Jai, Gaur, Premananda, Hari 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 Gaur. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prasthaya, Guru. Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Nikti Namane, Namaste, Saraswati Devi, Gaur, Mani Pajani, Nivisesa, Srinivadi, Pashtana, Deja. So what verse do we chant? I've got the whole Bhagavatam here, so. Any special requests, part of the Bhagavatam? No? Okay, we'll just do the verse that they're reading in Suva, which is the 18th, I think it's the 18th verse of the 10th chapter, or the 10th canto today. Okay, so, let's make sure all of our friends are watching this. Maybe I should show all the devotees first. No, at the end of class, I'm showing all the masters. We have more people here than go to the class in the temple. So, reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 10th chapter, text 18. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Okay, of course you won't know this verse. I'll just have to read it and we'll do the word by word synonyms. Saranam Samachitanam Mukunda Charanayashinam Upekshai Kim Danastambar Asadbir Asad Ashrayahai. Is he going to repeat? Sadunam, of saintly persons, Samachitanam, of those who are equal to everyone, Vakunda Charana Eshanam, whose only business is to serve Mukunda, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and who always aspires for that service. Upekshai, neglecting the association. Kim, what? Danastambahai, rich and proud. Asadbihi, with the association of undesirable persons. Asat Ashrayaha, taking shelter of those who are asat or non-devotees. So translation, saintly persons, sadhus, think of Krishna 24 hours a day. They have no other interest. Why should people neglect the association of such exalted spiritual personalities and try to associate with materialists, taking shelter of non-devotees, most of whom are proud and rich. So, purport by His Divine Grace, Śrīla Prabhupāda Ki Jai, a sadhu is one who is engaged in devotional service to the Lord without deviation, bhajate mam ananyabhak. The symptoms of a sadhu are that he is tolerant, merciful, friendly to all living entities, He has no enemies. He is peaceful. He abides by the scriptures, and all of his characteristics are sublime. That's from the Bhagavatam 3:25-21. Asadu is Suhada Sarva Dehinam, the friend of everyone. Why then should the rich, instead of associating with sadhus, waste their valuable time in association with other rich men who are averse to spiritual life? Both the poor man and the rich man can take advantage of the Krishna consciousness movement, and here it is advised that everyone do so. There's no profit in avoiding the association of the members of the Krishna consciousness movement. Narottama Das Thakur has said, Satsanga chari kayanu vasat vilas te karanai lagila ye karma vanda bongs. If we give up the association of sadhus, saintly persons engaged in Krishna consciousness and associate with persons seeking sense gratification and accumulating wealth for this purpose, our life is spoiled. The word asat refers to an avaishnava, one who is not a devotee of Krishna, and sat refers to Vaishnava, Krishna's devotee. One should always seek the association of Vaishnavas and not spoil one's life by mixing with all Vaishnavas. In Bhagavad Gita, the distinction between Vaishnava and all Vaishnava, means not a Vaishnava, is enunciated, Namam Duskritino Mudha Pravajante Naradama Mayaya Pritya Jnana Asturam Bhavam Ashratam. Anyone who is not surrendered to Krishna is a most sinful person. Duskriti, a rascal, mudha, and the lowest of men. Naradama, actually. Therefore, one should not avoid the association of Vaishnavas, which is now available all over the world in the form of the Krishna consciousness movement. It's a very heavy purport by Prabhupada, so again, verse. Sadanam samachitanam kunda chananai shinam upekshai kim danastam bhair asadbir asad ashrayahai. So Srila Prabhupada mentions many times, in many of his literatures, the word association. So what does association mean? That's actually a very interesting point. Association doesn't mean simply you're working with the person, in, let's say, in a company or something like that. That's not association. Association means basically someone who you have a very close relationship with, and you do all these different loving exchanges like the dati, pratigirunati, guyama, geti, prichati, giving prasadam, accepting prasadam, giving gifts, accepting gifts. And someone you reveal your mind to, like that, not your neighbor psychologist or psychiatrist. Anyway, so that's association. And, you know, we can have many people that we like, many friends who are not Krishna conscious. That's fine. There's no problem with that. It's just that who we actually take association from, but we can give association to everybody. Just like if there's a dog, we give association to the dog. We don't take the dog's association. You get down on your knees and you start barking, you know. And actually, just like Bharat Maharaj, the story in Bhagavatam, is he took the deer's association and he became a deer in his next life. Quite dangerous. So we give other living entities our association, and we're friendly to all living entities, as Prabhupada quotes from the verse spoken by Lord Kapiladeva in the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, that a devotee is a friend to all living entities. We're friends to everybody. But as far as accepting, that's a different thing. So why is that? Why is that? Because there's an interesting verse in the Bhagavad Gita, Karnam Gunasangasya Sarasad Janma Jonishu, which means that one's consciousness becomes colored by whoever or whatever they associate with. Karanam guna sangasha. Because everybody who is not God conscious is carrying with them the modes of nature, passion, ignorance, goodness. And just like I describe it sometimes like everything has wet paint on it. Everybody. Everybody has wet paint. And if you associate with wet paint, you know, you rub your hand on wet paint. Sometimes there's, when they've just painted something, they said, wet paint, don't touch. Then you get that color on your hand. So you associate with someone in an intimate way, you know, close way, who is under the modes of nature. You get those modes of nature. Or if you associate, closeness can be even like hearing songs sung by someone who is in the modes of nature. Like you hear Bollywood songs, which you all love. I mean, just like the other day, I was listening to a Beatles song. Beatles? You all know the Beatles. And it was, what was the song? Oh, the song was My Sweet Lord, So It's All Right. So, you know, as soon as I started to listen to it, I was driving my car, and wasn't here in Virginia. I was driving my car, I really want to see you, Lord. I really want to be with you, Lord. It takes so long, I know. You know the song? Hare Krishna. Anyway, so I started to emulate or copy the song. And it's like that. When you take, especially the sound vibration, also Lord Kapila Dev talks about that, how there's the channel between the ear and the heart. And when you hear something that is, or from someone who's covered by the modes of nature, that those modes pierce the heart. It's really interesting. Or if you hear from someone who is not covered by the modes of nature, just like every morning I try to hear from Prabhupada from doing my deity worship, it goes into the heart. Bhavanti rit karna rasayana kata tujosha narashu apavarga varmanishradavati arvati nukramishati, and enlivens me. I mean, when I'm doing my deity worship and I hear Prabhupada, it just goes boom. I go, wow. And even if I don't, let's say Prabhupada's speaking in a different language, like Bengali, even though I don't understand everything Prabhupada is saying, it still has that transcendental impact on the heart. So that's why guarding one's association is very, very important. And you have this example with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that how he refused to associate with the king. This is King Prataparudra. King Prataparudra was a great devotee. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even though he knew King Prataparudra was a great devotee, refused to associate with him because he thought it would set a bad example for others. Eventually, when King Prataparudra dressed up like an ordinary guy, not God, Vaishnava, then he let him associate with him. So this is very, very important. And so if we seek out the association of great devotees, then we achieve perfection very, very quickly. And if we seek out the association of those who are maturely engrossed in the modes of nature, our progress will be very slow, and it will be very difficult for us to maintain our determination in Krishna consciousness. So, keep it short, class. So who has any questions? Questions? Comments? Questions? I want to make sure everyone's listening. Yes, Satchamata.
Maharaj, speaking on association with the devotees, we see that we have various personalities as devotees.
That's a nice way to put it. Yeah, we're supposed to associate with like-minded devotees. Yeah. In an intimate way. I mean, we can associate in one sense with all the devotees. But, you know, it's a question of intimate association, you know, very close association. We're kind to all the devotees, we love all the devotees, we act lovingly with all the devotees, we give prasadam to all the devotees. But it's, association is so important. I mean, for example, let's say everybody knows, as far as my eating is concerned, it's not a question of what I eat. But I'm very careful about who cooks for me. I just got a letter the other day from one of my disciples. Where is he? I'm trying to remember. He's in Australia. And he said, is it all right to eat the vegetarian food that McDonald's makes? You know, McDonald's. You don't have McDonald's here, do you? No, you don't have McDonald's here. McDonald's is like, anyway, the world's largest slaughterer, are responsible for the slaughter of more cows than any other organization on this planet. You know, they have this sign on their stores or their restaurants that says how many billions sold or how many billions killed. So anyway, you know, obviously the person's, even if they're eating, you know, they're talking about French fries. You know French fries? Yeah. Fries. So the person who's cooking those fries, what is their consciousness? Even if it's vegetarian fries. And God knows what type of oil they're frying in it anyway. You know, lard, pig fat, you know, who knows what they're doing. So, but even accepting it's all vegetarian stuff, what is the consciousness of the person? And the consciousness goes into the food. So I'm really, really careful personally about who cooks for me. And when I'm back in Nukuoka, I actually cook for myself. It makes me happy. I'm my favorite cook. I don't want to offend anyone here. Because I get my own consciousness. Anyway. So it's just important, like, it's important to guard. I mean, sometimes one's at a social event and you can't avoid eating something. I mean, I understand that. But on a normal basis, be really careful to guard your consciousness, the purity of the consciousness. And so you have to be careful who you associate with. I mean, some devotees, I mean, Lord Kapiladeva describes that there's different types of devotees, and we can't be blind about these things. He says there's some devotees in the mode of passion, some devotees in the mode of ignorance, and some devotees in the mode of goodness. And someone who is in the mode of ignorance and passion, generally there's enviousness, pride, and separatism. You know, it's interesting. If you read the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam about Lord Kapiladeva's instructions on devotional service, you'll see very exact description of what you run into when you're interacting with different devotees. Because not that every devotee is transcendental. I mean, they're all wonderful because they're chanting Hare Krishna. We offer respects to every devotee. We love every devotee. But many devotees are doing devotional service, perhaps the majority, within the modes of nature. So we have to pick and choose who we want to closely associate with. Because if we associate with someone, let's say someone who's separatist. Separatist means I have my group, you have your group. That's separatism. Not that they're separate from Krishna, but they're separate, you know. You know, sometimes, of course, we don't have that problem here. But previously, in other areas of the world, we had guru groups. You know, my guru is better than your guru. You know, specifically, wherever I go in the world, and many places I go, you know, that we have many, many different gurus. Actually, in Nukuoka, we have many different gurus. It's not, even though I started the temple, I'm not just like big acharya initiates everybody. We have, that's true. We have disciples of like at least 5 or 8 different gurus there. But everybody respects everyone else. It's like one family. But in some places, you actually find, you know, guru groups. I mean, I don't think it's so prominent now. It was after Prabhupada left and you had the zonal gurus and you had to get permission to go from one zone to another. I'm not going to tell any stories about that. But this is all partisan separatism. You know, we're just all one family, the Vaishnavas. And even if we consider different bona fide sampradayas, like the Ramanuja Acharya sampradayas, Sampradaya, where they specifically worship Lakshmi Narayan, we should feel an affinity to them. We shouldn't be so partisan with them. You understand? We have, of course, we have our particular understanding that Prabhupada has given us, but it's not that we feel that they are outsiders or anything like that. I mean, for example, when I go to Tirupati, Tirumala, I feel very much close to those who are worshiping there in the temple, worshiping Balaji. I mean, I have so many friends there, and they respect me. And when I went there, I mean, it's a story. One time I went there, they usually give me a special darshan of Balaji's. Because usually, for most people, they just push you out of the way. You've been there?
No, I've not.
You should come with us. There's no snakes. Snakes in Fiji. So anyway, usually they have so many people there, they just, you get it like a 5-second, you've been there? Anyone's been there? Anyone been to Balaji? No. Oh my God. Gokul, you've seen Balaji or no? Your human life is wasted. So it's a fact. I mean, so you push. You know, so you get like a 1-second darshan, and then they have a lady who pushes the ladies and a man who pushes the men, because they have so many people going to see the deities. But I have some friends there, and they take me to see the deities when the deities are eating or when nobody's having darshan. And, you know, even though they're a different sampradaya and everything, like a bona fide sampradaya, I feel like they're my brothers and sisters like that. So one time I went in there, and took a darshan for about 10 minutes, just sat in front of Balaji, which is unheard of. And then I walk out and say, thank you. And then 2 minutes later, the pujari comes running after me, and he says, Balaji wants to see you again. I said, what? What did he say? Is he going to chastise me? So it took me in front of Balaji again. And this is very unique. And the devotees with me said they never saw that happen before, that Balaji asked for someone to come back. So anyway, so the point is that when we talk about separatism, partisanship, then that means people have different groups who consider others to be outsiders and some people to be insiders. So that's evidence of devotional service in the mode of passion and ignorance. And of course, in ignorance, I'm not saying that you should use this standard to go around and analyze all the devotees, because that would be very offensive too. You're saying, hey, according to Lord Kapiladeva in the Srimad Bhagavatam, because you're envious, proud, you're in the mode of ignorance, Prabhu. That's an offense. That means you're also in the mode of ignorance when you go around and criticize Vaishnavas. But one should not be blind in seeing these things. However, Krishna says, one should not discourage those who are materially attached, but encourage them to work in a spirit of devotion. So you can't really change people from one mode to another. They have to undertake the process of bhakti yoga to change themselves. And it may take several lifetimes. That's what I realized. I mean, when I first joined the movement, I thought, you know, everybody's going back to home, back to God, and lickety split, as they say. But then I realized that for many people, it's going to be, or maybe most people, it's going to be like the Bhagavad Gita verse says, Bohunam Janmanam Ante, Yanabhamam Prabhupada, after many, many births and deaths. One may actually come to the understanding that Krishna is everything. So I developed a more practical outlook on life now. I understand, you know, people are who they are, and my service is to be loving with them and guide them as best I can according to their particular situation, and tolerate. You know, tolerate what's going on. Prabhupada certainly did that. Prabhupada was very adept at toleration. As Prabhupada quotes this verse, another verse from Lord Kapiladeva, Suvadas Sarvadena. The first business of a Vaishnava, or quality of a Vaishnava, is to tikshipa, to tolerate. Because without toleration, there's no compassion. If we can't tolerate other, like Prabhupada tolerated so many things in the beginning of the movement, and even at the end of the movement, Prabhupada tolerated so many things. So that's his compassion. And Prabhupada knew about our shortcomings. He knew about everybody's shortcomings, but he tolerated it. Okay, and that's a good question. It's a good question. Yeah, pick and choose who you associate closely with. You know, who your best buddies. Or for ladies, best buddinis. But I'm friends with everybody. Even people who hate me, I'm friends with. Krishna has actually blessed me with the ability to like everybody, even people who don't like me. And that's actually what Lord Kapiladeva says we should aspire for. Surada Saradehinam. Ajata Shatrava Shanta. Ajata Shatrava means the person whose enemy is never born. Actually, that was another name of Yudhisthira Maharaj. Ajata Shatru. That's why Yudhisthira, had a really hard time fighting in the battle of Kurukshetra. Really hard time lying. Ashwatthama has been killed. Because he just didn't have any enemies. Bhimsen was different. Bhimsen was definitely not Ajata Shatru. It's described that Bhimsen was dreaming of ripping open the chest of Dushasan, of breaking the thighs of Duryodhana. And Draupadi was definitely not Ajata Shatru, because she was always dreaming of having the nice substance, which I can't mention in class, on her hair. Actually, Bhimsen took a vow to drink the blood from Dushasana. That's pretty heavy, isn't it? Actually, in the Mahabharata, it describes he didn't actually drink the blood. He made believe he was drinking the blood, like that. But the blood was actually smeared on the hair of Draupadi. So we shouldn't be like that. We shouldn't be like Bhimsen. We should be like Yudhisthira. That was a different age, too. Devotees could do things like that to establish religious principles, but in this day and age, it's Krishna Nam Sankirtan. Okay, anything else? Yeah. A person is what?
Who's cooking.
Yeah, the consciousness goes into the grains especially.
So doesn't that get nullified when we offer it to the deities?
If Krishna accepts, Krishna's independent, He can think, this person didn't have good consciousness. We've experienced sometimes, not in my pujari work, because I always had good consciousness. But anyway, I've seen sometimes when the pujari would offer something, then they go into the altar to take the plates away, and the plates are on the ground. Pretty heavy, isn't it? Because the deity went, I don't want this stuff. So, Krishna says in the Gita that one has to offer to him with love and devotion. And if you don't offer with love and devotion, if you're offering ritualistically, nimagraha, or you're offering like angry because you were asked to do a particular service, I have my doubts whether Krishna accepts it. I really do have my doubts whether Krishna accepts it. So, because we're meant to serve Krishna with love and devotion, not ritualistically, not hatefully, not because we're forced to do it, not because they're paying us some money to do an RT. And some temples, actually, they put all the... It's interesting. I'm not going to mention which temples. They put all the devotees on salary, and they punch in and punch out. Punch clock?
Yes, time clock.
I'm not going to mention which temples I'm referring to. So everybody's on salary. So when they punch out and someone says, hey, there's no one to do RT, can you do it? And they say, no, I'm off. happens to have this is after my 8 hours of the day.
8 hours of
that. Yeah, I did my 8 hours today. So, anyway, so service, we're engaged in bhakti yoga, not karma yoga. We're not whatever type of yoga. And that means we have to be offering, as we're cooking, we have to be thinking of Krishna. You know, I'm cooking for Krishna, for Krishna's pleasure. And so, you know, it's important. I'll give you an example of my own life. Yeah, here's an example of my own life. When I first started traveling, when I was a young brahmachari, I was traveling with a sannyasi, and I was a brahmachari. This is 1971 or 72 or something like that. And we thought, you know, we're not going to take the trouble for cooking and everything like that. You know, we really like bread. So we would go to the supermarket and buy whole wheat bread. I mean, it was nice. It was actually no bad products in it. It was delicious. So we bought bread, loaves of bread. And then our offering was very simple. We just put we also bought salad dressing. We bought everything else. You know, everything. And just, we put the bag to our heads and say, Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu. And then we'd eat. But we discovered after 3 or 4 days, what happens after 3 or 4 days, we started yelling at each other. Because the consciousness went down. So, you know, you know, it got really heavy. That was when I was young. Don't worry. So, and we were all young. I mean, like 20, 21 years old. So consciousness went down. And then after 5 days, we decided to take the trouble to cook ourselves. So we got this little kerosene stove. It's a, it's like for camping. I don't know if you've ever seen something like that. We put and you have to pump it up and everything. You seen that?
Yeah.
You have that here. You have to pump it up. And so there I was rolling rotis on the wheel well of a van. You know what the wheel well is? In the back portion of the van, there's a wheel, I mean the tire, and then there's a piece of metal that, you know, a cargo van. And so, and I was rolling rotis, cooking with kerosene as he was driving. It's lucky I didn't get cremated. You know? Can you imagine that? You know, I said, turning the corner, I said, be careful, I'm cooking. So we'd cook sabjis and everything like that. And then consciousness went up. You know, even though it wasn't the bread we all enjoyed. I mean, everyone likes bread. That's why Jivanath is opening up a bread bakery. And because he wants to prevent the devotees from going out and buying bread cooked by people with bad consciousness. Because devotees like bread too. Isn't it? I mean, even though you like rotis, you probably like bread better than rotis, right? If someone gives you a slice of bread and toast and everything, you like that? See? So, I know that. It's true. It's true. I mean, you like buns and everything. You got buns here? Hot buns and everything. So people love those things. So he's doing that specifically to protect the devotees. Taking all that trouble, you know, and putting it in a bakery. I wish he would bake this one thing I like, but you don't know how to make it here. It's called bagels. Yeah. If he would make bagels, I'd be in ecstasy. Anyway, so that's like it almost looks like it's not a donut, but it's a round thing with a hole in the middle. And the way you make it is you knead the dough and everything like that, but you have to boil it in water first, and then you bake it after that. Anyway, one day the devotees here will learn how to do it. So, I have one disciple who owns several bagel stores. You know, And all different types of bagels, bagels with sesame seeds, bagels with this bagel. And he's become super rich just selling bagels in the United States. There's actually restaurants that specialize in bagels. Anyway, that's not an advertisement for you all to make one. But anyway, so anyway, the point is that what you eat actually affects your consciousness, and who you associate with affects your consciousness. And when we decided to cook for ourselves in that traveling party, it was just two of us actually, then our consciousness went up. We felt much happier. And we didn't yell at and try to kill each other anymore. So association is very important. That's what I find. I mean, that's why I always know who's cooking for me. And when I go to Mayapur, here's another interesting story. When I go to a GVC meeting and there's no disciple to cook for me, I just bring a little cooker, you know, like a rice cooker with me, and cook for myself. And one interesting thing, one time we were in Ujjain for a GVC meeting. Ujjain is the temple that Bhakti Chumara started in Madhya Pradesh. So we was there for a GVC meeting, and I didn't have anyone with me to cook, so I was making things in my room. Actually, what I did is I had the devotees dehydrate vegetables and everything in little packages. So I had one package for each day. Dehydrate, quinoa, you know, everything. So it's a funny story, because the devotees would say, it's time for prasadam, Maharaj. And I said, no, I'm not going to eat. And after a few days, all the brahmacharis were looking at me. I think, what do you live? And I told them, I said, I live on air. I don't eat. That's joking with the brahmacharis. So all the brahmacharis, they come into the temple. Look at him. He just lives on air. He's a great yogi. Little did they know that I was eating like a king in my room. You know? You know, I had olive oil, I had everything I needed, fruits, bananas, everything. You know, I just packed everything. Yeah, that's what the big suitcase is for. You'll see, even when I eat here, I bring things with. Okay, I think we should end. It's almost time for prasad. 5 minutes. Okay, let's see if anyone online has a question. Wow, a lot of people watching this morning. All right, we'll give you all an opportunity to ask. I'm going to unmute everybody. Who has a question online? Anyone? You can unmute yourself if you want. No one?
Yeah, Hare Krishna, Gurudev.
Hare Krishna, Nilachal from Fiji. Yeah?
Yeah, good to hear from you, and you're doing well in Fiji.
Yes, I'm doing very well. I'm with the devotees. We're in ISKCON, nice so-so. Here's all the devotees.
Wow.
Whoops.
Hare Krishna.
You can see all the devotees?
Yeah, I can see Sanatan there.
Yeah, you can see Sanatan. Wait, you see Sanatan and all these nice devotees, and we're on the beach. Got a swimming pool.
Ajay.
See? It's very nice, see? You left Fiji thinking that life was good elsewhere, but we know better. Okay, we're going to end class now because our audience has left. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, to the Prabhupada.